Today is the World Press Freedom Day, observed every 3rd of May. This year's theme for the World Press Freedom Day is Shaping a Future at Peace, Promoting Press Freedom for Human Rights, Development and Security. The day is a reminder to governments on their commitment to press freedom. It is also a day of reflection for media professionals, a day to support the media, and remembrance of journalists who have lost their lives in pursuit of a story. In Arua City, members of the public have been urged to allow journalists work without fear or intimidation. Jimmy Anguille, a police officer, says residents should cooperate with the media and provide them information instead of intimidating journalists in their work, saying journalists deserve respect from the public.
This day is very important for both government and non-governmental people and our communities, because they get information through the journalists, and at the same time, some of us do intimidate them when they come to get information. This is not very good. It's very, very bad. Let's desist from that. Let's always give information so that information can reach others who are not getting that first information. Let's respect them, because journalists, they are our mouthpiece and we need them. We cannot do without them and they cannot do without us. So let's share information with them so that other people can also get to know what is taking place in the world.
Some journalists also shared their views, calling on the public to work hand in hand with the media to empower the community.
My name is Benjamin Matata. I'm a journalist. This day, it reminds various stakeholders that a press without interference is key for a society to thrive. Without the press, issues of the voiceless wouldn't be known to the public. Could give example to few issues that are happening in our society here, particularly human rights abuse, corruption, scandals, including even the mob action and so on. Some of these things are known to the public because of the press. To remind the stakeholders that journalism or the press is very important in a society so that we can grow in a very conducive and in a very good manner, whereby the society is free of mob action or injustices that are happening around. The press is not only about reporting maybe negatively or looking at bad issues happening, but we also have good ideas to enable our society to grow.
My name is Christine Draleru. You know, when journalists are free to ask hard questions, to report without fear and to tell the truth, even when it is uncomfortable, our communities grow stronger. Press freedom comes with a responsibility. We now ask our journalists to be fair, accurate, and to respect human dignity. But we also ask our leaders and our citizens to protect that freedom. Do not beat the messenger. Do not jail the truth. Every time a reporter is threatened for covering corruption, every time a radio station is switched off for hosting debate, and a citizen is attacked for speaking to media, we all lose. Let us remember that a country that silences its journalists silences itself. To the public, let us defend the press, even when you don't like the story, because one day it may be your story that needs telling. When we protect the press, we protect ourselves.
The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO's latest report reveals that freedom of expression has declined globally, while censorship among journalists has risen sharply. The report also highlights growing physical, digital, and legal threats against journalists. Happy World Press Freedom Day to all the journalists.